This is the Gospel according to the Rock, tracing the rocky journey of God's foundation through the Bible. Jewel Foundations. When are we? We're late in the New Testament. We're reading from probably the last of the surviving 12 apostles in his latest years. Where are we? We're on an island called Patmos. It's in the Mediterranean. During the Roman Empire, it was used as a place for exile. Why are we here now? John has probably read the Gospels of the other apostles written by now. He's written a Gospel himself. Some say that by this time John has been boiled in oil and survived. Later he was exiled to Patmos. While on Patmos, John is writing down a lot of visions. One of those visions is about a city coming down from heaven with 12 foundations, each adorned with a different jewel. The book of Revelation's 21st chapter describes a city coming down from heaven. John writes in verse 10, "He then carried me away in the Spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God." The carried away in the Spirit is a holy variation of the temptation where Jesus was carried away by the devil to a high mountain. Remember Matthew chapter 4, verse 8. But here, instead of the glory of the kingdoms of the earth, we see a view of the glory of God. Our eyes are trained to recognize the features and glories of this world. It's harder to see the glory of God. With the Spirit's help, we can do it. In Revelation, the city coming down from heaven is a riddle. Actually, a lot of riddles. We're going to pick just one and pursue it. Listen for the word adorned out of Revelation 21, verse 2. "I also saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared like a bride adorned for her husband." Verse 19. "The foundations of the city wall were adorned with every kind of jewel. The first foundation is jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst." That's the end of this passage. So here's a riddle I want to pose about this scripture. Where are 12 different jewel stones used in the Old Testament? One answer is Exodus 28. We'll jump back to that time now. When and where are we? About the 15th century BC, Moses is up on Mount Sinai getting the first set of tablets from the Most High. Haven't we been here and now before? Yes, just a few episodes ago, we started to talk about the stone tablets God made. There are a lot of riddles posed by rocks at this time in Exodus. Some of those riddles are just like the riddles John's revelation will ask. Let's listen to what the Most High tells Moses about 12 jewels in Exodus 28. Verse 15, "You are to make an embroidered breastpiece for making decisions. Make it with the same workmanship as the ephod. Make it of gold, of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and of finely spun linen. It must be square and folded double, 9 inches long and 9 inches wide. Place a setting of gemstones on it, 4 rows of stones. The first row should be a row of carnelian, topaz, and emerald. The second row a turquoise, a lapis lazuli, and a diamond. The third row a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper." Verse 21. "The 12 stones are to correspond to the names of Israel's sons. Each stone must be engraved like a seal with one of the names of the 12 tribes." Verse 29. "Whenever he enters the sanctuary, Aaron is to carry the names of Israel's sons over his heart on the breastpiece for decisions as a continual reminder before the Lord." So here's a riddle implied by these scriptures. How is a breastpiece worn by the Old Testament high priest like the city in Revelation that comes down from heaven? My first answer is they are both close to God's heart. We just read that the jewels were part of the breastpiece. The high priest was to wear them over his heart, much like the Most High had shown by the Exodus from Egypt, that Israel's sons were close to his heart. Before that, we read how John saw the city coming down from heaven, with foundations adorned with the same number of jewels as the breastpiece. The heart of God is close to heaven and to his people who trust him. In future episodes, we'll find out more about the jewels of God's love hidden for us in his Son, Jesus. Produced by Static Force, LLC. Sometimes things don't change.